A Weekend with Mr. Darcy by Victoria Connolly, read by Victoria Brazier. Dr. Catherine Roberts couldn't help thinking that a university lecturer in possession of a pile of paperwork must be in want of a holiday. She leant back in her chair and surveyed her desk. It wasn't a pretty sight. Outside, the October sunshine was golden and glorious, and she was shut up in her book-lined tomb of an office. Removing her glasses and pinching the bridge of her nose, she looked at the leaflet that was lying beside a half-eaten salad sandwich which had wilted hours before. The heading was in a beautiful bold script that looked like old-fashioned handwriting. "Purley Hall, Church Stinton, Hampshire," it read. "Set in 35 acres of glorious parkland, this early 18th-century house is the perfect place in which to enjoy your Jane Austen weekend. Join a host of special guest speakers and find out more about England's favourite novelist." Catherine looked at the photograph of the handsome red-bricked Georgian mansion, taken from the famous herbaceous borders. With its long sweep of lawn and large sash windows, it was the quintessential English country house, and it was very easy to imagine a whole host of Jane Austen characters walking through its rooms and gardens. "And I will be too," Catherine said to herself. It was the third year she'd been invited to speak at the Jane Austen weekend, and rumour had it that the novelist, Lorna Warwick, was going to make an appearance too. Catherine bit her lip. Lorna Warwick was her favourite author, after Jane Austen, of course. She was a huge bestseller, famous for her risque Regency romances, of which she published one perfect book a year. Catherine had read them all, from the very first, Marriage and Magic, to the latest, A Bride for Lord Burford, published just a month ago, and which Catherine had devoured in one evening at the expense of a pile of essays she should have been marking. She thought of the secret bookshelves in her study at home.